all the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Monday. Happy birthday. Well, born on this day. Not a happy birthday. He has passed. But born on this day in 1942, Dobie Gray, who hit number five in 1973 with this one, Drift Away. What Uncle Cracker would cover it later, decades later, and also have a hit with it. Dobie Gray died December of 2011, complications of cancer surgery at the age of 71 years old. He was born on this day back in 1942. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. We're joined now by Graham Allen. He is the author of the new book, Dear America, Live Like It's 9/12, host of the Dear America podcast, also author of a previous book, America 316, and he's running for Congress because he has more time in his day than most of us, I suppose. Graham Allen, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for jumping on. Tell us a bit about, first, the new book, which is coming out. It's available for pre-order right now at Amazon and elsewhere. Dear America, Live Like It's 9/12. What's this one all about?
Well, yeah, like you said, it's available everywhere right now, wherever people want to purchase their books. Being a Southerner, it's kind of a cool moment that your book's available at Walmart, so I find that pretty funny. But this book is it is a no beating around the bush, no pulling the punches. It is a viewpoint from me of where we've gone wrong in America, why we are in the situation that we're in right now, through division, through indoctrination of our children, through removal of God in our country, et cetera, big tech censorship, all of the above. And this book is honestly, it is everything in a book that Facebook and Instagram will not allow you to say on Facebook and Instagram is a very simple way to put this book. And so I tell everybody, either you see what I see and you feel what I feel and you don't like it, or you don't. Either you're completely okay with censorship of sitting U.S. president, whether you like the guy or you don't, or you're not. And I'm not. I am very much pro our rights as Americans, and I believe that the First Amendment is there to protect the speech of people that you don't agree with. I believe that our Second Amendment rights are not up for debate, unlike President Biden says that no amendment is absolute. I completely disagree with that 100%. And so this book talks about what I believe to be the fall, the divide, the ruin, and then the resilience of America. And so Live Like It's 9/12 is simply a reference of where I think we need to go in America to get back to how America is supposed to be. And all of this critical race theory, all this division between us, it doesn't need to be that way. 9/12 is obviously a reference to the day after September 11th, 2001, where it didn't matter what color you were, what religion you were, what political party you were. We were all just Americans. And at the end of the day, that's all we're ever supposed to be here in America. It's just Americans. There's nothing that says that we're always going to agree or we're always even going to really like each other. But we're all Americans, and that is what's most important, and that is what is most valuable in protecting. So this book is, like I said, it's going to punch you in the mouth. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. You know, you may burn it. I don't know. It just depends on who you are. But this book is hard-hitting truth, and more importantly, it is talking about and asking the questions that we are no longer allowed to even ask the questions on social media anymore. So I said, fine, if I can't say it or ask it on social media, I'll just put it in a book. And that's what we did.
Graham Allen with us. Find him on Twitter at GrahamAllen_1. He's running for Congress in the 7th District in South Carolina. And the new book, upcoming book, is Dear America, Live Like It's 9/12. 9/12 evokes this sense of unity, certainly, in the days after 9/11, yet you are running for Congress, and I have no doubt, knowing your background, you'll be a fighter when you get there. What are those things that are that are worth fighting for, that are capable of being fought for while retaining that sense of unity as a country?
Well, I think that, you know, unity is something that there's actually a chapter in my book, and it's called Division is a Good Thing with a question mark. You know, it's kind of like division's a good thing. And it talks about the fact of, you know, everybody wants to act like we're more divided than we've ever been in this country. I don't really know if that's true. I just think that everybody's got an opinion that everybody can hear now. I actually think that division through the First Amendment, et cetera, leads to dialogue, which leads to disagreements, which eventually leads to resolutions, et cetera, et cetera. Without differentiating ideas, nothing would have ever been accomplished within this country that's ever been great, et cetera. Without certain people saying, you know, I don't think slavery's good. I think we need to get rid of that. Without people having the right and the First Amendment to be able to bring up what a lot of people would view as divisive topics, we wouldn't be in the amazing state that we are today. And America is the greatest country in the world. And what we need to fight for in this country is the ability to still be able to do the very thing that made America great in the first place. The ability to disagree, the ability to have differentiating opinions, the ability to protect those people that disagree or have different opinions than you. That is absolutely fundamentally vital. And it is something that if I am elected as a representative of Congress, that I will fight to protect to the bitter end. There are people on social media that I can't stand 99.9% of what they say. But I believe in their freedom as Americans, the ability to be able to say it. And the road that we're going down, this is why I had to put all of this into a book, because you cannot say, you cannot ask certain questions and certain things anymore on the open platform in the town square, if you will, that is the internet. And the internet is where 99% of the world gets their information from, gets their news from, gets their politics from, et cetera. And if we don't
online, Graham Allen SC.